Welcome to the Sadler Lectures podcast. Responding to popular demand, I'm converting my philosophy videos into sound files you can listen to anywhere you can take an MP3. If you like what you hear and want to support my work, go to patreon.com/sadler. I hope you enjoy this lecture. One of the perennial problems dealing with friendship that Marcus Tullius Cicero talks about in his work on friendship is this dynamic, and perhaps even for many people, dilemma. Should you favor old friends or should you favor new friends? And he doesn't talk at great length about this, but it's worth reflecting why this is viewed as a problem in the first place. And it was just as much of a problem in Cicero's own day and time as it remains for us. And time is really part of the problem. I mean, we think about old and new. Those are temporal words, right? The friends who you've had for a very long time, perhaps you met in childhood or in school together, went through some sort of thing. They could be family members who you've been in touch with your entire life, right? And then we've got new friends. Something new is happening, a friendship, a locus of affection and goodwill and agreement is blossoming into a relationship. And that's happening now, or just happened in the near past, compared to the friendships that you've had that grew in the past and have been going along for quite some time. So we've got that sort of sense. But I also mean another sense in which time is a major factor. Friendship is a challenge in part because time is limited for all of us. We all get exactly the same 24 hours as everybody else, and we can find ways to multiply our time or try to save our time, all sorts of life hacks and management things. But you, really, when it comes down to it, you still only get those 24 hours, and you hopefully spend about 7 to 8 of them sleeping. So there's all sorts of other things. Do you have enough time to do justice to both of these kinds of friendships? The new friendships, which demand quite a bit of time up front because you don't actually know the person yet, and you're in that phase of learning about them and them learning about you and doing a lot of things together. Or do you devote your time to the old friendships that do require maintenance? You can't rely on them as just sort of, I'll go back to it every couple years and we'll still be friends. They may have completely changed if you've lost touch like that, or they may not have. It's kind of a risk. So where do you allot this valuable resource that you have of time? And not just time, thought, affection, attention. So Cicero raises this as a genuine problem. Should new friends, and notice that he's got this proviso here, worthy of friendship, so it's not just anybody that you claim to be a friend or calls you a friend, but people who are actually worthy of friendship, should they be preferred to old friends? We can make this very concrete, right? You have a particular day that you have free, and two people call you up and they say, hey, I'm going to have a party. Can you come over? We'd really like to have you here. One of them is somebody who you're in a new relationship with that's growing into friendship. You think they're a good person, and they certainly treat you like a good person. The other is somebody who you've known for a long time. You know that they're a good person. You like them. Who do you choose? And if you're going to say something to the friend, do you tell them, sorry, I can't go to your party, new friend, because I've already got this old friend over here and I need to spend time with them? Or do you say, listen, we can always see each other. I've got to spend time with this person. You don't mind, do you? These are the sorts of things that do come up quite a bit in friendships. And it can happen in regular friendships that we're all experienced in. It can happen in virtual relationships as well. So he raises this question, right? And then he adds an interesting little metaphor. As we're accustomed to prefer young horses to old ones. Now, not too many of us have horses, right? So it's a little hard to relate to that. But think about this. As you prefer your new smartphone to your old smartphone, or laptop, or desktop, or car, or tie, right? Shirt. Anything, any object that you might say. Or if we're thinking about animals, Did you prefer the new puppy, the new kitten, to your old aged dog or cat who can't play anymore? Now it gets really personal, doesn't it? Right? And so this young horses to old horses. Why would we prefer young horses? Well, the young horses, you know, can do their work better. This is kind of an instrumental way of looking at friendship. And there's also, it does capture the idea that there's perhaps more excitement on the side of the new friend as an object of our affection than there is on the side of the old, true, reliable friend who we might be passing up. So Cicero says, no, we should not do that. And he gives several reasons why. One of them is really quite interesting. He says there should be, and this translation has no surfeit. We could translate that as surplus or overabundance or anything like that. Satietas is the word there. And that's the word that we get satiety from when we talk about, you know, eating enough food and our stomach is full and we feel that sense of having had enough. Cicero is saying there isn't a had enough of friendship. As a matter of fact, we should try to do both at the same time. Now, he doesn't tell us how to juggle this, but he does tell us that we should keep our old friendships, and he suggests that we can do that through habit. We'll look at that a little bit more and what he has to say about that in just a bit. But then he also says that we shouldn't reject new friendships if they offer a certain kind of hope, right? He says, new friendships are not to be scorned if they offer the hope of bearing fruit like green shoots of corn that do not disappoint us at harvest time. Many of us probably are not gardeners. I myself have grown a lot of things in my life. When we're translating this as corn, it doesn't necessarily mean corn in the sense that we Americans talk about it. He's talking about wheat or barley or anything like that. Anything that has a seed, when we see these shoots arising, that's sort of like seeing a friendship that has promise. The promise of bearing fruit, that is enjoyment, and the sort of intimacy that becomes possible in genuine friendships. When we think that that's there, we shouldn't scorn that. But he says, the old friendships must preserve their own place, for the force of age and habit is very great. And he also says something quite interesting about the horse metaphor. So if you thought that Cicero was being a bit inhumane about horses at this point, he says, even in the case of the horse just now referred to, everybody, nothing preventing, would rather use one to which he has grown accustomed than one that is untrained and new. And this habit is strong in the case not only of animate, but also inanimate things, since we delight even in places, though rugged and wild, in which we've lived for a fairly long time. People will, you know, say this about their hometown when somebody else complains about it. They're like, Milwaukee sucks. And they're like, hey, who are you to talk about that? That's my city. Sort of like when people complain about our family members. Only we get to say bad things about them, right? Because we have this familiarity. We have this sense of affection towards them that's built up through habit. So Cicero thinks that in some sense, if we work at it, we can have it all. That doesn't mean that we can automatically be friends with everybody. And if we're going to follow out this agricultural metaphor, it's not like every single possible shoot that's coming up, we should be like, oh, this is a great friend, a great friend, a great friend. No, we shouldn't be doing that. We would still have to be rather selective. Here again, we come to the factor of time. He says two very interesting things about old friendships that help to stress why it is that we need to hold on to them. Two inducements. And both of these do have to do with time. One of them, well, actually both of them are metaphors. So the first one is that old friendships are like wine that has been aged. And because of that aging process, qualities of the wine come out that were not immediately apparent in the earlier stages of that wine, and it becomes, as he says, more pleasant, more delightful. So old friendships in which this intimacy has developed have a greater depth to them, a better bouquet, right? Although maybe our friends don't always smell great. It really depends on the friends, doesn't it? But you get the idea. And we could actually follow out this you know, vintner's metaphor a little bit further. The young friends are very attractive because they're like that fresh young wine. If you've ever had, you know, for example, in Portugal, they have what can be translated as green wine. It's very young. It's kind of effervescent. It's got a bold, you know, taste to it. Or if you've ever had like Nouveau Beaujolais, right? You know, these things can be quite nice, but it's not the same thing as the really well-aged Cabernet, is it? Which has a greater potential, you might say, to please. So that's an interesting metaphor right there. And then he takes from Aristotle, who took it from other people as well. It's a proverb already old in Aristotle's time, that we have to eat some measures of salt with a person before we can actually consider them to be a true friend. And the idea here is we need to develop intimacy. One way in which we do develop intimacy is by living with and having meals with a person. We converse over the meals. We share the salt. You know, and if somebody's hoarding salt, which was a valuable commodity, you can tell you don't want to be friends with them, right? If they're stingy with the salt, right? Or maybe they salt everything too much. But having that bucket or measure of salt together allows us to know that somebody really is a good friend. So what is Cicero's answer to this? There's good reasons to want to have old and new friends. We shouldn't just withdraw into old friendships and be closed off to the potentials of new friendships. At the same time, we have to keep our old friends. We really ought to do this. And notice that he's not making an argument here based on sort of duty or obligation. He's saying it's better for you to keep your old friendships. That's the smart thing to do. So how is this done? He doesn't actually tell us, but he is providing us with his own viewpoint on the matter. Special thanks to all of my Patreon supporters for making this podcast possible. You can find me on Twitter at Philosopher70, on YouTube at the Gregory B. Sadler channel, and on Facebook on the Gregory B. Sadler page. Once again, to support my work, go to patreon.com/Sadler. Above all, keep studying these great philosophical works.